We're in the last line of Samach Tes Amud Beis, where the Mishnah said, Hayodea Shehu Shabbos. And putting aside the first case of the Mishnah, which was someone who didn't know about Shabbos for many, many, many years, or maybe a Tenok Shenishba, the next two cases were, case number two in the Mishnah was where somebody didn't know, he knew about all the Malachos, but he just forgot it was Shabbos. So he only has to bring one Chatas, because he really only one mistake. And the last case in the Mishnah is where someone knew it was Shabbos, but he forgot about the Malachos, and he did many different Malachos, so he has to bring one Chatas for each Malacha that he did. So the Gemara says, Maishna Reisha Umaishna Seifa. What's the difference between those two cases? Why in one case does he only have to bring one Chatas, and in the other case he has to bring many Chatos? We already know the answer to that question. But the Gemara is, we know the answer, because you know, we always learn ahead, and Rashi alludes to it many times, but the Gemara is asking it right now. So Amar of Safra, so if Safra suggests, Kan Midias Shabbos Hu Poresh, in the second case of the Mishnah, in the case where he only has to bring one Chatos, and Rashi explains, he stops doing work because you tell him it's Shabbos. Kan Midias Shabbos Hu Poresh, because he becomes aware of the fact that it's Shabbos, and that's what triggers him to stop. The Khan, but in the second case, in the last case of the Mishnah where he has to bring many, it's because Miyadiyas Malachos Hu Poresh. He stops doing work because you tell him the Malachos are Asar. That's what Rav Safra says. So Amalei Rav Nachman, that doesn't really make much sense. Klum Parish Mishabbos Ela Mishum Malachos, for Klum Parish Mishabbos Ela Mishum Shabbos. What do you mean? The whole reason why you stop for Shabbos is because of the Malachos, and the whole reason why you stop for Malachos is because of Shabbos. In other words, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You see a guy doing Malachos on Shabbos, and you tell him, by the way, it's Shabbos. Oh, forgot. Or, you see him doing the Malachos, you tell him, by the way, you can't do that on Shabbos. Oh, I forgot. It really boils down to the same thing. Right? It depends what you tell him.
Going back to the original cases of the Mishnah, it's not two different things. One, you forgot it's Shabbos.
Right. Right, but telling him, by the way, but the distinction can't be, because if you told him what it was, because it's really the same thing. The Gemara didn't say the answer that we all know. The answer is, because it's one mistake or it's many mistakes. But telling him, right, because of Shabbos he's Poresh, or because of Malachos he's Poresh, that's the same thing. So, Ella, Amar of Nachman, Karban Dechayev Rachmana Amai. Why does someone have to bring a Karban? Ashgaga. He has to bring a carbon for the mistake. For the mistakes. Chasam, in the over there, one case, it's chadashkaga, it's one mistake. Hacha, but in the second case, tuva shkagos havim. There are many mistakes. So this, since there are many mistakes, he has to bring many. Rashi, if you look at the Rashi of Kan Miadiyas Shabbos Hu Poresh. Right, it's the third line. Reisha, the first case, ki amrule, when you tell him, Shabbos hu, it's Shabbos, porish min hamalacha, he stops work. Umakir, he recognizes shechata, that he did an aveira. V'alkach hu mevi karbon. Therefore, that's why he brings a karbon. Hilkach, shigig Shabbos hi. It's a mistake for Shabbos. V'al shig al Shabbos hu tarach lavi. And he has to bring a chatas because of the Shabbos. The next case, kan midias malachas hu porish, ki amrule Shabbos hu, lo parush, the hanami yada. He knew it was Shabbos already. So if you tell him it's Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference to him. It doesn't register. He knew that. The chiyamri le malacha chashuva hizeh, hizu. When you tell him this is a malacha chashuva, then parush, then he'll stop. Hilkach, therefore, al haminyan hamalachas yavi. He'll bring him a karban for the number. And then the Gemara asks, but that's the same thing. So the Gemara, so look at one more Rashi. The chiyadaitei Shabbos, Humaka shechata al hamalachos v'kula amparish b'malacha klomar al yedei yediyas hamalachos el mishum Shabbos. The whole point is Shabbos. V'chi amrulei malachos hein heger shechil Shabbos. When you tell him, right? When you tell him that he's doing these malachos, doesn't he realize it's a chil Shabbos? So the distinction has to be the mistakes. If it's one mistake, you bring one. If it's many mistakes, you bring many. Fine. No, we're talking about case number two in the Mishnah. Case number two in the Mishnah. Right, exactly. He calls Rashi's case number... Right, right. Case number one was a guy who didn't know Shabbos for 20 years. That, the Mishnah doesn't talk about... That, the Gemara doesn't talk... That's one carbon your whole life. Right, we're talking about the second case and the third case. When it says the word reishi here, it means case number two, and sefer means case number three. Fine. Then the next part of the Mishnah was that if you do many malachos, right, and you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot the malachos were asur, which is probably the most common case that comes up. So the Mishnah said, chayev al kol malacha u malacha. You chayev for each and every malacha. So as we said on Shabbos, we know that it only says one time in the Torah, lo sasa kol malacha, not to do work. That's only one out of the Taryag mitzvos. Yet, the Mishnah here said that if you violate malachos, you could bring 39, up to 39 different chataos. Right? So that's called the concept of chiluk malachos. The malachos are chiluk, they're broken down into 39 different chataos, even though they all stem from one of the Taryag mitzvos. So what's the makar for that? You don't really have that we're going to see that in some cases you do, but generally, you eat dam. So it's one avera. Here you have one avera for Shabbos, but you can violate it in 39 different ways. So where do you learn that from? Where do you know that from? So there's a three-way machlokas, where do you know that from? The chiluk malachos menolam. Where do we know that such a concept in Shabbos, that the malachos can be broken down into 39 different ways, and that for each one that you do, you chayev another chatas. Where do you know that from? So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel's an Amora, he says, Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Mechal Leha Mos Yumas, that if someone is Mechal Shabbos, he will die many deaths. Right? HaTorah Ribsa Misos Harbe, the Torah gave us additional deaths, Al Chilul Echad, for one Chilul. So you see that there are many different ways you can die more than one time for violating the Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to ask what we're all thinking. Hi, b'mezid k'siv. But that pasuk is b'mezid. Right? If you violate Shabbos b'mezid, you get yichayev misa. So the Gemara answers, in eino inyan l'mezid, we don't need that pasuk to tell me that yichayev misa if you violate Shabbos b'mezid, d'ksiv, because it says, kol oseh malacha, yumas. We already know that if someone is mechal Shabbos from the Torah, b'mezid, he gets misa. So since we already know that, there's a principle that appears throughout Shas, in Eino Inyan Lazeh, Tenehu Inyan Lazeh. So Tenehu Inyan Lashogeg, we already know that if someone violates Shabbos, he's Chayev Misa. So what does the Mechal Leha most you must mean? It means if you violate it b'shogeg. And if you violate it b'shogeg, you're going to get additional, more, so to speak, Misa. Umay you must, and what does that mean? That you're going to die, you can't die more than one time. You must be mamon. It means you're going to have to pay extra money to buy additional karbanos. You're going to be killed by financially, so to speak, by having to pay for more karbanos for each malacha that you do. And the source, the chiluk malachos, is from that pasuk. Right. Right, but how do we know that if I did tying and untying in 1 week, I have to bring two chatas? One chatas you do have to bring. Maybe you only have to bring two.
But even from the pasuk b'mezid, you could derive.
How?
Because of the hekesh. Because of the.
But that would only tell you one carbon. It's only one lav. For example, by the Gemara says elsewhere that by yontif, there's no such thing as chiluk malachos. On yontif, there's no kares. If you violate a malacha on yontif, there's only malchus. So you can do 18 different malachos, you're only going to get malachos one time. Because there is no concept of chiluk malachos by malachos. So I want to have a whole... What?
There's no concept of carbon. Carbon is
yeah, but the principle of splitting up the malachos into 39 different things,
well,
that's a big chiddush. What?
But if you know that there's 39 ways of getting carbos,
right,
then logically you would say it's 39 ways of getting carbos.
If you know there's 39... So you have to bring one carbon. You have to bring one carbon.
For each way of getting courage. But the levels you must see to still belong.
Right.
By mazik.
No, there's no such thing No. There's no such thing as chiluk malachas by mazik. No, there's no such thing as chiluk malachas by mazik because you can only die one time. So yes, there are 39 different ways to be chayav you for misa. Absolutely. You can get misa 39 different ways, 100%. It's a chiddush, the Gemara assumes, that you have to bring 39 different chatos. We're gonna get to a little bit what you're saying in a few minutes. So the Gemara asks, why did Shmuel have to come onto a brand new chiddush to tell him that? To typically let him learn chiluk malachos, let him learn the concept of chiluk malachos. Mehecha de nafkalei l'Rav Nassan, from the same place that Rav Nassan learned it. Rav Nassan's a Tana. Let him learn chiluk malachos from him. The Tanya, because we have a brisa that says Rav Nassan Omer. Rav Nassan says lo suvaru eish b'chol moshvosechem b'yom haShabbos. Famed pasuk parshas Vayakel, lo suvaru eish b'chol moshvosechem b'yom haShabbos. Ma Talmud Lomer. Why did the Torah have to go out of its way to tell me one of the 39? One of the 39. Eish is one of the 39. Lefisha Nemar, because it says in the beginning of that two psukim before that, Yaakov Moshe has called Das Bnei Yisrael. Right, Moshe gathered all the Bnei Yisrael and he said, Eila Hadvarim, Sheishet Yom Tasha Malacha. So, what does it mean, Eila Hadvarim? So the Gemara, we had this already. Well, we had something similar. Dvarim implies two. Right, Dvarim is plural. The minimum plural is two. Hadvarim is an extra hey, is a third one. So we have three. Eile is gematria 36. Right? So you have 36 plus 3 is 39. Dvarim, Eile ha-dvarim, Eilu shloshim v'teisha malachos, shenamru l'moshe b'sinai. These are the 39 malachos that Moshe learned at Har Sinai. He already had a different limud for the 39 malachos, but here's another one. So Eile ha-dvarim, these are the 39 malachos that Moshe learned at Har Sinai, lo sevar reish. Right? Yachal, I would think, she'asan kulam behelam echad, that if you did all 39 in one helam, in one forgetting, right? You forgot all the malachos. Eino chayiv ela achas. You should only be chayiv one time, right? You should only be chayiv one time. Like Talmud Loma, the pasuk therefore says in Parshas Kisisa, b'charish uvakatzir tishbos, that on Shabbos you should rest from plowing and from cutting. So since the Torah goes out of its way to tell me those two malachos, I know that you don't have to bring a chatos for all of them, because the Torah tells me two more. We always are under the impression that the Torah only told us one, well, sevar eish, but in Parshas Kisisa it says two more. Now these two we're going to reject these two as a limud right now. The Gemara says no. V'adayin ani omer, I would still say al charisha v'al haktiva chayef shtayim. Only those two you chayef two, but v'al kulan, then on the rest. Eino chayiv el achas. Besides those two, if you do more, you only chayiv one. Why those two? Because Rashi says, because it's shnei ksuvim, because it was two. And when the Torah goes out of its way to tell me two, maybe only those two. So those two can't serve as a source to tell me anything about Shabbos. So what do those two come to tell me? So machlokas in Shavu, Rosh Hashanah. One holds that it tells you the halacha of that it's really not talking about Shabbos, it's talking about Shemitah, and there's a concept of Tosef as Shemitah, and then another man to Omar says that the only time you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos is it's for a Rishus, but the Omer would be Docha Shabbos based on that pasuk, but unrelated to our discussion. So I still don't know that on Shabbos the concept of Chiluk Malachos. So, Talmud Lomar, therefore, the pasuk comes to tell me lo suvaru eish havara bichlal yahaisa. Havara was included in the category of all the 39 malachos. It's one of the 39. V'loma yatzas, and why was it explicitly sent out of the klal and told straight out of the Torah one of them, right? L'hakish aleha, to serve as a model. V'loma lacha, to tell me ma havara shu av malacha, just like a havara is an av malacha. V'chayavin aleha b'fnei atzma, and it's chayav by itself, because the Torah said, "Sevar reish b'chol moshvatechem." Ah, so too, kol shehu av malacha, any av malacha, chayavin aleha b'fnei atzma, you chayav by yourself. And that is Reb Nassan's source for the din of chiluk malachos. Charish and katzir, either to tell you that you're allowed to do the omer's docha Shabbos, if the second day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, You're allowed to cut the Omer on Shabbos. Because it says, B'charish v'katzir tishbos, only for Rishos. Well, you want to go plant your field, that you can't do. But if it's for a mitzvah, it's okay. And there's another man to Omer who says over there that it tells you halachas are shmita, nothing to do with Shabbos at all.
He asked the same question,
No, because B'charish v'katzir are two. So Rashi says, two two can't be a limud, but one could, because it's shnei ksuvim. The Torah goes out of its way to tell me two. So we have a rule that whenever the Torah says one thing, unless we think otherwise, it'll apply to the rest of the Torah. So here the Torah says one time of Sevar Eish, so shouldn't it apply to all 39? Unless I have a reason not. But if the Torah says two, so then the Torah is, that's why we say always Shnei Ksuvim Emelandim. The concept, right? Shnei Ksuvim Abagat Emelandim. Why? Because if the Torah went out of its way to specify only two, so there's something special about those two. Otherwise, it should have said it once. And I'll apply it everywhere else. Since the Torah says two, I can't apply it anywhere else. The Torah went out of its way to tell me these two. So those are off. So now I have one, I have Losavaru H left, and that serves as a model for the rest. So Tosfos asked, but we know that we have a different limit from Losavaru H, B'chol Moshe Fasechem B'yom HaShabbos, which is that a Beis Din is not allowed to execute anybody on Shabbos. Right? The Losavaru H, they can't do H, they can't do Sreifa, they can't do any of them. How can we learn it out for this? So Tosfos answers, because over there, it's from the unusual way of Losavaru. Should have just said, don't do misa, don't do punishments on Shabbos. Well, it's a funny way to say, don't do punishments. So the limit is extra, and we can also learn out our din right here. Fine. So why did Shmuel have to bring up a whole brand new limud to tell me chilik malachos? He could learn like Reb Nassan. So the Gemara answers, Savar lakir Reb Yossi. Shmuel holds like Reb Yossi, who argues on Reb Nassan. Oh, so before we get to that, so one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah Nedreshes Behen is that something was in the klal, and then it was sent out of the klal. It serves as a model for the entire klal. So why didn't Shmuel learn like Reb Nassan? So the Gemara answers: Savalok Reb Yossi holds like Reb Yossi, and Reb Yossi says the Amar. He says Havara Lalav Yatsas, that Havara was sent out specifically. Havara is the only one of the 39 Malachos said in the Torah. That is to tell me that Havara is different. Havara is different. Havara is only a lav. There's no karis by Havara. Havara is different. So the Tanya, because there's a brayso that says, Havara lalav yatsas. Havara was sent out, yatsas. It was sent out by itself, meaning it's the only one mentioned in the Torah, to tell me that for Havara you only get a lav. Divi Reb Yossi. Reb Nassan amar l'chalek yatsas. Reb Nassan says, no, it's l'chalek. It's to tell me the din of chiluk malachos. So this is a machlokas that appears many times in Shas. Havara is l'chalek yatsas or l'lav yatsas. So why Havara? Why out of all 39, why Havara? Questions asked on both of them. Why is Havara the only one that's a lav? And why is Havara the one chosen? Why not something else? Why specifically Havara? So I saw the Shari Aaron. It's really Bederach Drush. He says as follows. According to the man d'Amar who holds, Havara is l'chalek yatsas. If you go back to the Aseret HaDibros, it says, Kishesh Yom Asa Hashem Vata Shemayim Vesa Aretz. So I would have a half minute to think that only things that were in the world on Shabbos, of the first day of the first Shabbos of the world, only those things are included in Malach Shabbos. Even though it was in the Mishkan, but since the Torah goes out of its way to tell me, Kishesh Yom Asa Hashem Vata Shemayim Vesa Aretz, I would think that only things that were in the world on Shabbos, of the first Shabbos of creation, only those things are also on Shabbos. Fire was created Matzah Shabbos. I would have a half minute to think, fire is not included. So therefore, the Torah goes out of its way. I'm only telling you one, and that's the one I'm telling you. Don't have that half a minute. According to the one who says, Havara is l'lav yatsas, that Havara is different, this one's a little harder. So the Shari Aaron suggests that maybe because since fire is mutter on Shabbos, since fire is mutter on Yontif, it's not really fire that's mutter, it's really the cooking that's mutter, but it's really sort of the same thing. Since fire is mutter on Yontif, we see that fire is already more makel than all the rest. So it's makel on Shabbos as well, and you're only over with a lav. That's what he suggests, why fire was specifically picked, according to both Shitos. So now the Gemara says, fine. Shmuel Kim doesn't hold the Havara l'chalek yatsas. He holds Havara l'lav yatsas. So let him learn out the limud of chiluk malachos from the same place that Reb Yossi, who learns Havara l'lav yatsas, where he learns it out from. V'tepeg lei l'chiluk malachos mehecha d'nafkadei l'Reb Yossi. Let him learn out the din of chiluk malachos from the same place that Reb Yossi learns it out from, which is where the Tanya, Reb Yossi Omer, it says in the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. This is talking about the general classic rule of bringing a chatas if you do a mistake. any mistake. So it says, Va'asa me'achas me'hena. If you will do from one, from these. So Rashi says both mems are extra, and it's like the whole word mehen is extra. Hey, also achas, you do one of the averus, not allowed to do. You have to bring the karba chatas. What does it mean? From one, from these, it's all extra. So the Gemara says as follows: Pa'amim, sometimes shechayavim achas al kulan. Sometimes you're going to be chayav one for these, which is more than one for many. And upa'amim, and sometimes. Shechayavin al kol achas v'achas. Sometimes you're going to be chayiv for many, even if you did one thing. Right? It's me achas mehena. From these one, and from one these. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, my time at the Rabbi Yossi. What is the reason for Rabbi Yossi? In the Rashi explains that means, in other words, what is his limud? So the Gemara says, he says as follows: achas me achas. It says me achas. It really could have said achas. Hena, mehena. It says mehena, it really could have said hena. And Rashi points out, the whole mehena is extra. But the mems are certainly extra. So the Gemara says as follows: Achas shehi hena, one that is many, and hena, many shehi achas, many that is one. What does that mean? Achas, achas is Shimon. I want to write the word Shimon. That's one word. I want to write the word Shimon. But me'achas, part of one, is shame mishimon. Shame mishimon. I stop after I write the shin and the mem. I have now written a complete word. So I'm chayev me'achas. I had kavana to write one word. I wanted to write the word shimon. But I stopped after I wrote the word shame. I'm still chayev. Why? Because it says me'achas. It doesn't have to be one. It has to be part of one. As long as it's a word. So all the achronim, everyone asked, but the word shame has a final mem, and the word shimon doesn't have a final mem. So you didn't really write a normal, that's not a normal word. If you had a shin and a regular mem, that's not a normal word we write. So the Gemara is going to ask that later, when in the Kuf somewhere, where it talks about kosev, and the Gemara is going to say that this man the Amr holds that in a Sefer Torah, if you did write a mem like that, it would be kosher. Because Lamai said, still a mem. It's an unusual shita. Anyway, Hena, what does it say, Hena? Hena means avos. Mehena, part of these, is toldos. The entire world of toldos is learned out of one letter of the Torah. It's amazing. Every single, right, probably more toldos than there are avos. Only 39 avos. Thousands toldos. They're all learned out of one letter. Fine. Mehena is toldos. Achas shehihena, what's one that are many, that zadon Shabbos, you knew it was Shabbos, v'shigagas malachos, but you didn't know about the malachos. So it's one aveira with many chatos. That's his limud. Heina shehi achas, what's many that are one, that's shigagas Shabbos, but you didn't know about Shabbos, v'zadon malachos. You knew the malachos, but you didn't know about Shabbos. So you're only going to be one chatos for those many. Quote unquote, for those many mistakes. Because it's really only one mistake. So why didn't Shmuel learn it out from there? So the Gemara answers, Ushmuel, because Achaz Shehena, the Hena Shehi Achaz, Lo Mashmalei. He didn't learn that drasha. He didn't hold from that drasha. So Rashi explains, he used that drasha to continue the limud of Toldos and Shemi Shimon. And he didn't learn out Chilik Malachas from there, because he didn't take the diuk of Achaz, Me'achaz, Me'hena, Me'hena. He didn't take it all that far. So Tosfos points out there are three shitos, two of them are Tanoim, and then Shmuel comes up with his own. So Tosfos says Shmuel must have had a Kabbalah from a Tana, because he really can't argue on Tanoim. So he must have had his own Kabbalah. There are places that say Shmuel Tana Hu Upala. You have that, I think, one time in Shas, that Shmuel is considered a Tana. But we really don't want to rely on that. If we don't have to, so Tosfos says he must have had a Kabbalah from a Tana. Fine. So there's no chiluk malachos we said by Yontif. The Gemara says that. What about by Yom Kippur? So there are three limudim for the way of chiluk malachos on Shabbos. Two of them are specifically learned from psukim that relate to Shabbos. One is Machal Leha Mos Yumas, that's by Shabbos, and one is by Lo Sevar Reish, which is also Shabbos. But the third one here is not by Shabbos. The third one here is by ordinary Chatas. So some Achronim say that according to the third Shita, he would agree that there's Chilik Malachas on Yom Kippur. And the other two would hold, no, you can do 14 different Malachas on Yom Kippur, you're only going to get one, you're only going to bring one Chatas if you do it by Shogeg. Because there's no Chilik Malachas by Yom Kippur. Just as there's no Chilik Malachas by Yontif, that's a Lamdish Machlokas. So one more piece of Lamdis. This is what you were driving at before, Seth. What is Chilik Malachas all about? What is Chilik Malachas all about? So there's two ways to look at it. You can look at it as, one case is, you're not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos, and the Torah says it one time, and there are 39 different ways of violating Shabbos. Or there's another way to look at it. This is said by the Totsas Chaim, by Menachem Zemba. He was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto. He says as follows. We're going to have tomorrow's daf that there's only one time in the Torah it says don't eat chalev. Don't eat chalev. But Rabbi Yehoshua, the Tana, comes up with a new thing and he says as follows. It's true, there's only one time you can't eat chalev. But he says that the way you cook chalev is going to be a different eating. So for example, if you fry chalev, let's say you eat two kazaisim of chalev in one. I eat chalev in the morning, at 2 o'clock, at 9 o'clock in the morning I eat a piece of chalev, a kazais of chalev. And I still don't remember that it's chalev, and at 10 o'clock I eat another one. I'm only going to be chayev one chad, it's because it's one mistake, it's one aveira. But Rabbi Yeshua says, let's say you fry chalev, and then you bake it, and then you barbecue it, and you have different ways of cooking the same chalev. He says, each pot, that you cook chalev differently, that's like a different aveira, and it's going to be chayav you a different carbon. It's an unusual sheet that we don't hold like that. So it's called tamchui in mechalkin. The tamchui, the pot, that itself is mechalek the different malachos. So he says maybe that's the same concept over here, that the malachos are sort of like cooking them in a. It's just a way to understand it, because we don't hold like that sheet anyway by chalev. We're going to have it tomorrow. But it's like a way to understand. It's like one aveira, but you can, it's like different pots. So too by different pots, sometimes by chalev one sheet to hold that it's different malachos. So if you fry it and cook it, you're going to be chayev two different chatas, not one. So too the malachos are different ways of cooking, so to speak, the same pot. So he says, what's the difference? He says the difference could be the hasra. According to the first way of understanding it, you would probably have to be hasra on the actual av itself. You have to tell the guy, don't do writing, because writing is an aveira. You probably have to specify the av that's, or the tolda that's being done. According to the second way, you wouldn't have to tell a guy, don't eat that fried chalev, don't eat that baked chalev. No, you tell him don't eat chalev. So you could. It's probably more inclusive. You could just say don't violate Shabbos. That's the distinction that he draws. It's a little bit what you were saying. I still don't really have a better answer than that. Okay. that ends the discussion of Chilik Malachos, but we're not really done. Now, Bar Minei Rava Meir of Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following question. Helem zeh v'zeh v'yado mahu. What if you forgot it's Shabbos, and you also forgot it's the Malachos? So you helem on both. So how many chatos do you have to bring? Let's say you did 17 malachos, but you also forgot it was Shabbos. And you also forgot the malachos. So do you bring one, or do you bring 17? That's the question. So Amalei, so he answered it back, Hare Helam Shabbos biyado. You have Helam Shabbos here. The Enachayev el Achas. I have to bring one. The fact that you didn't remember it Shabbos trumps the fact that you didn't remember the malachos. You only have to bring one. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Adarabba, why are you saying that? Helam, Hare Helam Malachas Biyado. You have the Helam Malachas here. You forgot all the Malachas. V'chayev akal achas v'achas. You should be chayev each and every one. Right? Ela, Amar of Ashi. So Rashi has a new. We said this on Amar Aleph and we rejected it there. We're going to reject it now again. This is what Rashi says. Chazinam, we see. Imishum Shabbos Kaparish. If he's going to stop doing Malacha because it's Shabbos, then Hare Helam Shabbos Biyado. You see that the real reason, the real hell I'm here is because of Shabbos. And therefore you'd only bring one. The Enochayev el Achas. But, the Imishum Malacha Kaparish, if he would stop doing Malacha, because if he would stop doing what he's doing because of the malachos, then you see that the whole reason why his halam is due to his forgetting about the malachos, and he'd be chayv for each and every one. So I disagree. Doesn't make sense. So amar Ravina l'Ravashi. What do you mean? Kulam parish mishabbos ela mishum malachos. The only reason we stop on Shabbos is because of malachos. If it's not Shabbos, go right ahead and do all the plowing you want. And kulam parish mishabbos ela mishum Shabbos. So it's the same thing. Ela lo shna. There's no difference between the two. Well, it's only because of Shabbos. Tosfos says, how would you even know? Tell the guy. The bottom line is, it's the same thing. Shabbos and the malachos, it's all connected. It's all the same. By the way, it's Shabbos. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, by the way, it's malachos. Oh, what makes the malachos wrong? What makes the malachos wrong is because it's Shabbos. During the week, you can do whatever you want. It's only because of Shabbos. It's all the same thing as before. All the same thing. Therefore, lo shna. So the Ritva says, we go back to the first Manda Amar. The first Manda Amar says, you bring one. And I think that's how we pass. You bring one. That's what he holds. Fine. Tanan, so we're going to bring the exact same Gemara we had yesterday. Tanan, we're going to have a question on this. Fine. It says in the Mishnah on Wednesday's Daf, Thursday's Daf, Avos Malachos, Aborim Chasarachas, there are 40 minus 1 Avos Malachos on Shabbos. There are 30 Malachos on Shabbos. Vahavinan Ba, and we're going to ask on Thursday, Minyana Lomali, why does it have to tell me the number? There are 39? I can count them myself. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, She'im Asan Kulam Behelam Echad, if you do them all in one shot, Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas, you Chayiv for each and every one. Right? So basically, it's the maximum number of 39. So the Gemara says, Iyamak Bishloma Helam Ze V'Yado, V'Yado Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas, Shaper. That makes sense if you forget about both, that you're chayav for each and every one. That's very good. I could have a case where I forgot about everything and I'm chayav for each and every one. Ela iamrit helam Shabbos biyado, eino chayav ela achas. But if you tell me that if you forgot it Shabbos, you only chayav one, so hechi mishkachas la. So how could there ever be a case where you're going to bring 39? The only case could be is bizarre on Shabbos. You knew it was Shabbos. For Shigas Malachos. But you forgot about all the Malachos. You forgot about all 39. Right? We had this yesterday. So the Gemara says, Ha Nicha, that makes sense. Esav Alok Rabbi Yochanan. The Yeholak Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Kivan Sheshogag Bekares, since you were Shogay in Kares, meaning you knew it was Shabbos. And you knew the Malachos were off there. You just didn't know that if you violate them, you're going to get Kares. It's the only thing you didn't know. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's called Shogay. So I have a situation where it's possible to still know it's Shabbos and do all 39 b'shogeg. Afal pisha hizit b'lav mishkachas la. You can have a case where you knew about Shabbos. The other Shabbos b'lav, you knew that Shabbos is aser. You knew there are a lot of tenth malachas that are aser. You were just ignorant about. You forgot about the onesh. That's called shogeg. Ela isavar lo kirab Shimon ben Lakish. But if you hold like Rish Lakish, the Amar who says, Ach yishkog b'lav ubakares, that you don't know both. So the other law Shabbos b'mai. So what did you know about Shabbos? Right? What did you know? How did you know it was Shabbos? If you didn't know about any of the malachas, what did you know? So Gemara says, the other law b'tchumin, you knew about the tchumin, you knew about tchum. Tchum is a restriction on Shabbos, and it's not one of the 39 malachos. Followed by the Rabbi Akiva, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that tchum is daraisa. Question?
Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan made a statement that if
So apparently he didn't disagree with that. He agreed with that. Everyone agrees to that. The only question is, like, why did the Mishnah have to say the number 39? I counted myself. Yeah, because the maximum you can do is 39. So the Gemara wants to know, according to Rish Lakish, how are you ever going to have a case where you know it's Shabbos, but you don't know about any of the malachas? So what do you know about Shabbos? What do you know? Right, we said yesterday, you can't say you knew about Kiddush and Avdallah. You can't say that. Right? You can't say that. So the Baal Marha comes up with another case, how you can know it's Shabbos, and still, you don't have to come on to Rabbi Akiva. Ready for this? Let's say he didn't know about one malacha. He forgot about one malacha. And he does that one malacha. Okay? He does that one malacha. But he knew about all 38. So he has to bring how many chatos now? One. Okay? Now, then, on the same Shabbos, you listen to this, on the same Shabbos, he then now remembers that one, but forgets the other 38. And he does all 38 now. So now you have a case where he'll do all 39 with one helam, and he'll have to bring 39 chatos. You don't have to come on to Rabbi Akiva now. So how could your mind switch? So the only way your mind could switch, we're going to have it now in a minute, is if you forgot that you did it. So it's still a helam for you. So you have a case where you did all 39 in one helam, and you have to bring 39 chatos, and you don't need Rabbi Akiva. So it's one helam because you forgot you did it. So it's one helam. We're going to have that right now. So I don't know what the answer to that question is. The answer is probably going to be that it has that's not called the helam that we're referring to. That's probably the answer.
How do you know otherwise?
Because you count them.
How do you know which ones are each one?
No, because the Mishnah lists all 39. Hazore, Vachorej, Vakoter. The Mishnah is going to list them all. The Mishnah is going to say there are 39 malachos, the Elohim. No. Thursday. The Mishnah is going to say these are the 39. He's going to list them all, and then the Mishnah is going to conclude these are the 39. So why does the Mishnah have to say that? What count myself? Why the malachos are in Daf Ayin Gimel?
Yeah.
We'll get to that in Daf Ayin Gimel. Well, we already said we started off with Hotzah, and then went through all the Erev Shabbos and all the dinim of cooking, because it all takes place in Erev Shabbos. And once we did that, we spoke about carrying for animals and for people, because that starts on Erev Shabbos. And now Klal Gadol started off with Shgagos. And once we finish the Shgagos, we're going to get right to the Ilamot HaMalachos. What? Right. Okay, the next Gemara, we can really stop now, but at least we could start it. Tomorrow's daf is very difficult, but we could start it now. Omar Rava. Rava said, okay, Katzar V'tachan. Somebody cut and grinded. Kigrogorus. Grogorus is the size of a dried fig. That is the shear that you have to cut, and that is the shear that you have to grind. That's here just to tell you that he did the shear. He did the shear. A guy cuts and grinds on Shabbos. How many malachos is that? Two. But b'shogeges Shabbos. He forgot it was Shabbos. V'zadon malachos. He knew it was malachos. So how many karbonos does he have to bring? One. Right? Because his mistake was he forgot it Shabbos. Then in the same forgetting, the only way you can make this make sense is that he forgot that he did it. In the same forgetting now, v'chazar v'katzar v'tachan, he again cut and grinded, but now, kigrogros, this is the shear, but now it was b'zadon Shabbos, he knew it was Shabbos. He reminded himself it was Shabbos, v'shigas malachos, and now he forgot that they're aser. But it's in the same forgetting. It's in the same helam. How could that be? Because he forgot he did it. It's the only way it could be. Right? In the same forgetting. So now, how many chatos does he have to bring for this? Two. Why? Because it's two malachos. He knew it was Shabbos now. So he has to bring one for the first case and two for the second case. Everyone got that? V'nodalo. Then he reminds himself, what did I do today? He reminds himself, al haktira v'tchira shal shiga Shabbos v'zadu malachos. He reminds himself for the first case and he sets aside Rashi, says he's mafrish one carbon. Because that was one mistake. He forgot it was Shabbos. He has to bring one khatas. Then, v'chazar v'nodalo al k'tira v'al t'china shal zadon Shabbos v'shigas molachos. Then he reminds himself, now wait a minute, that was a crazy Shabbos. Then, look what happened to me. Then I went ahead and I did grinding and cutting again, but then I knew it was Shabbos and I forgot these were asr. Right? So he should now have to set aside two more karbanos. So the Rava says no. Ketzira goreres ketzina, v'techina goreres techina. The second averos that he did, the second shgagos that he did, are dragged. Gerira means dragged. They're dragged to the first karban, and he only has to bring one karban for all the mistakes of this day. Rashi says this is no different, really, than a guy who eats one kezayis of chalev at 9 o'clock in the morning and a second kezayis at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If it's one forgetting, it's one mistake. Even though the forgettings here were different, because the first time was a forgetting about Shabbos, and the second time was a forgetting about the malachos, but since they're the same malachos, it's the same forgetting. Since it's the same forgetting, there's only one mistake. And you only have to bring one chatos. We're going to go the other ways right now. The other ways right now. Ksira and Tchina both times. So you... only one for both. Well, because the first time was one mistake, because you forgot it was Shabbos.
So it shouldn't matter if it's the same one.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. That's tomorrow. Maybe not. But right now, you made one mistake initially. You still didn't remember. Now your mistake was changed. So it all draws back to the first mistake, because it was a huge umbrella of forgetting here, and one chatas is okay. That's what Rava says. But Avol Nodelo Al Ktsira Shel Zadon Shabbos Veshigegas Malachos, if you reminded yourself where you knew it was Shabbos and you forgot it was the Malachos or Asr, right? Then Ktsira Goreres. So what happened here? You reminded yourself on the second one first, and then you set aside how many karbanos? Really, two. So Ktsira Goreres Ktsira V'techina She'ima. Now what the Gemara is saying is as follows: you reminded yourself about the second problem first, so you set aside two karbanos, one for Ktsira and one for Techina. Then you remind yourself, hey, wait a minute, but earlier that day, I forgot it was Shabbos, I did two malachos. Right? So the Gemara says you don't have... So Rava says as follows, the ktsira and the techina of the first mistake can be drawn to the karbon of the second ktsira. And the second techina has to have its own karbon. Everyone got that? Read it inside. So, but Avol Nodelo Al Ktsira, if he reminded himself on the Ktsira Shel Zadon Shabbos, where he knew it was Shabbos, it's the second case. V'shigas Malachos, but he forgot about the Malachos. So Ktsira Goreres Ktsina V'Techina She'ima, the Ktsira and the Techina of the first mistake, where you forgot it was Shabbos, that can be included in the second carbon Ktsira. But the second techina has to stay by itself. Rashi says that the word goreres here is only being gore the techina, because the ktsira certainly, both ktsiros can certainly, it makes no difference really which one came first. The only problem is the second techina. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, we have, you know what? You know, let's stop here and we'll pick it up again tomorrow. It's 7 o'clock. Today's shiur is learned Le'ila Nishmas Moshe Eliezer Ben Binyamin. Amen.